MGTOW men, welcome back. So I've been on the road for the past few days and it's been busy, but I had safe travels. And the first thing that I'm doing upon getting to the destination is thinking about and writing this video. And the whole time I was like, what am I going to talk about? Is it going to be something related to MGTOW travel, some metaphor that I bring in about the MGTOW world? And right on cue, I got an email from a viewer and a MGTOW brother that sends content my way often, and it's an article about Joe Hawley. And he's a former offensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and USA Today basically wrote a feature article on MGTOW. They wrote a feature article on Hawley as he was beginning to go his own way, giving an example of a man going MGTOW, and they didn't even know it, so I'm going to link it. It was too apropos and I cannot pass it up. And the thing is, he's getting covered because he was a former NFLer, but I know hundreds of you guys listening right now are living the exact same life. You are just ghosts, and since we didn't earn $13 million in the NFL, play football at UNLV, and play professionally for 7 years, you're not going to get the attention of most journalists, and that's A-OK. But basically, Joe Hawley just turned 29. He's got millions in his pocket. He leaves everything after not getting his contract re-signed with the Bucks. He said no more. I've been living this treadmill of a life. Why should I continue to put my body in harm's way any longer and not get to enjoy life? So he quits. Sold nearly, I think, or gave away 70% of his belongings, adopted a keto diet, purchased a $55,000 2007 van, pimped it out, and hit the road, traveling 48 states along the journey. And what I love to see, my favorite part of this article, is just the fact that people are scratching their heads everywhere. And, hey, man, you could have played another 2 to 3 years somewhere. Maybe even the Canadian Football League, you could get to coach. You could start that coaching track and make your way up to a Division I coach at UNLV or somewhere else and earn $300,000 a year. Why don't you do that? And what the heck happened to your fiance? Is she around anymore either? Man, he is really putting himself in a difficult spot now. He doesn't need to do this, but he keeps doing it because it's freedom. And it doesn't say that in the story, but it doesn't say that why he broke up with his fiance or what happened there, but she gets the old dog and now he has a new dog. And it's named Freedom, which is very fitting. So check it out. I give a synopsis right here, but check it out. You get a lot more detail and you get pictures of his van. So why do I talk about this though? I talk about this because while I'm not saying that everyone needs to sell their possessions and hit up all 48 states, I'm saying that this is a product of MGTOW right here. It's a product of it. And I think it's important to talk about things like hypergamy and Breifalt's law in the family courts every once in a while, the freedom from stuff. But my greatest passion is in the freedom too. What is the application? And MGTOW is only MGTOW if there are results in my eyes as somebody that wants to go MGTOW. And like anything, talking about a diet doesn't matter unless you truly only live for the joy about talking about it or talking about something. Talking about getting stronger doesn't matter if you want to get stronger unless you're doing that which makes you stronger. And for me, I enjoy talking about MGTOW, but bottom line, MGTOW means MGTOW if my life is MGTOW. And there are a variety of MGTOW men listening right now. You all live different lives. You live different versions of lives. You do different things. You have different jobs. Some live in suburbia. Some live in a city. Some live in a boat or in a van. I don't care. But what is the canvas that you are painting with this MGTOW life? Is that canvas evolving? Is that canvas turning out to show signs of being the product that you wanted? And I also think that this is important to tie into MGTOW and to talk about in stories like this because of how MGTOW is going to always be viewed. It will always be viewed as just this ideology that bashes. No, it's an it's a philosophy. It's a philosophy that succeeds. And there are a variety of MGTOW men listening, and I know that many of you believe that as well. So Tyler Durden of Fight Club, in one of my all-time favorite scenes in any movie, I've talked about this scene. He yells at the narrator, Ed Norton, what do you want to do with your life? What is the one thing that you want to do with your life? I'm about to drive off this road right now. And the narrator, he keeps saying, I cannot think of an answer. I've been working in my cubicle my whole life. So he lives in pity, or he lives as a slave to the treadmill of production and monotony. Okay, nothing in his life between those two things has been decided by himself. And many men actually willingly choose the chains, like I've said in the past. And there are two guys in the back seat. And one of the guys he responds to the question, I want to paint a self-portrait. So metaphorically, your self-portrait in this sense is your life. So you have this valuable canvas, and it's only got so much space. You've got limited resources, and that's the space of the canvas, and that's the paint. And I've talked about people willingly marring their canvases, people doing that in their lives. But no, we're going to paint ours. And MGTOW allows us to do whatever we want with it. Whatever, whenever, with whatever resources we have. There is no bottom line benchmark point that you need to get to in order to have freedom in MGTOW. It's at any point. And so what are the others going to think? And like I said, I love how in this article, the author just seems so perplexed by not only the lifestyle, the loss of money, the simplicity, the quote-unquote insecurity, the dangers that appear to be there, but most of all, he puts cocoa butter in his coffee? What's going on here? So it's called the ketogenic diet, and it's allowed him to drop 50 pounds and stay in shape on the road. So follow whatever diet that you want to follow, but I'm bringing this up because I think it's a great microcosm of what it means to be MGTOW and the response that people are going to give you, okay, when they see small bits of your life that are created when you go your own way. One of these might be the diet. One of them might be the wardrobe, your appearance, your facial hair, how you spend your money, or your values and the dreams that you have and how that shines through. And sometimes all of these things are going to appear weird. You're going to be an alien in every sense. Sometimes maybe just a few things though, but overall, the product of going MGTOW often produces what appears to be alien-esque. And this story is the result of a MGTOW mind. The story is the winning. And I care about the MGTOW winning. I care about the application of the winning. And the author must have asked at one point because he prompts a paragraph with this, doesn't it get lonely at times? He must have asked that. And the focus is on the negatives, the head scratching, or what appears to be the negatives, the lack of companionship, the fact that he's not flaunting his money. So this is what's going to happen when you go your own way, but it doesn't matter because ultimately the only thing that matters when it comes to MGTOW and when we come to MGTOW is the product of MGTOW is a philosophy. And a MGTOW man is able to do this, like I said. MGTOW overall just allows you to travel light. And I was thinking about it the other day when I was having a conversation with a coworker, and they said that there are always other opportunities. I'm not going to be specific here, but there are other opportunities that he had to turn down because of responsibilities and kids and things that had him in his place where he was right there. But a MGTOW man is always employable, theoretically, because he can go anywhere. And if you can go anywhere, you're almost always going to be employable because you can travel light as well. And that is a beautiful thing. You don't have to stop and find nice hotels and nice meals and comfort. When I travel, I love traveling alone because it allows my mind to rest. And often that's probably the most productive rest that I have. And MGTOW is this. I have a dream of living for 1 week in all 50 states over a year. I don't know if I'll ever do it, but this guy right here has made me think about it again, and I want to do it. And maybe you can do this sometime soon. Maybe you can't, but these stories like this, think about the MGTOW product, go your own way, enjoy it, read the article. Do you have a story like this, something you've lived out, hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. I'd love to hear it. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.